This is HPR episode 2825 entitled, More Text-to-Speech Trials. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a supplementary show to Jerome's episode 2792.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. You're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today is a supplementary episode to Jeroen's show 2729, Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux. In this show, he was talking about the HPR introduction text-to-speech synthesizer that we used and did a state of the art to see where we were in relation to see if there was anything better out there. I had a quick look in the Fedora package repo and I found two additional ones that may be of interest, which I'm going to include here. One is Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, and it is Mycroft's TTS engine, Mycroft's text-to-speech engine. And the description says, Mimic is a fast, lightweight text-to-speech engine developed by Mycroft AI and VocalID based on the Carnegie Mellon's University F-Lite software. Takes text and read it, small footprint, etc. And the man page allows you to take in a text file and output a WAV file. If you do mimic-lv, it'll list the voices. There are something like 8 available on my system. One was the AP, which is Alan Pope, our good friend from the Ubuntu podcast. The other one is the SLT voice, which is similar to the festival voice that Jeroen recommended in his show. The voice of Lynn, if people remember their Linux podcasting. So I will include those voices here now.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Botten and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Okay, and as I was looking around, I found some other ones, something else that was quite interesting, which is the Google Text-to-Speech Python library, which allows you to use the Google API. There's also a command line version called gtts-cli, which takes in a file and writes out a file. For some reason, it didn't work for me, but with the Python library, I was able to write out that as well, and you will hear the same text string that Jeroen used in this example.
This is HPR episode 2792 entitled Playing Around with Text-to-Speech Synthesis on Linux, and is part of the series Soundscapes. It is hosted by Jeroen Bartin and is about 20 minutes long and carries a clean flag.
Okay, that's it. If you know any more of text-to-speech options that are available to us, open source would be the preference, but if that's not available, if there's a way to get it from the command line, that might be something to consider. I would appreciate hearing about it, and failing that, record your show on whatever you think is interesting. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.